Johnson has already completed much of the work, but he still has a few trips and a lot of finishing touches before the book's complete. Johnson says the finished product will be a resource for Bristol Bay residents, and it could help people outside the area better understand life here.
It's not just to appreciate the landscape and the scenery and the wildlife, but also to just really grasp how it is that people live out here. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people in Lower 48 who probably think of homesteading and think of, you know, movies about 19th century wagon trails and not realize that, no, this stuff still goes on today. And so the hope is to just really help people see the imagery and with stories kind of weave through the essays to give them a good sense of place, of what the Bristol Bay region is, and to help them have a little more of a tangible understanding on what it is people are debating about when they hear about Bristol Bay.
The essays Johnson mentions will detail commercial and subsistence fishing, as well as the future prospect for large-scale mining projects. Johnson says the final steps of fieldwork involve three trips.
One is going out to the Cook Inlet Coast area in the vicinity of Inniskin Bay, where the various different proposed plans suggest there could be a port facility out there for the mine. I want people to get an idea of what that part of it looks like. Some aerial photography, which can be a little bit expensive. And then also a float trip down the Quijack to get a full run of the river and explore some old abandoned canneries to get a sense of the history of the area, and then also visit a sport fishing lodge. And then, of course, you know, paying for printing and framing an exhibit that can also be quite a bit expensive.
Johnson says his project ultimately is a way for the Bristol Bay story to be told.
I think it's important to have a really good quality book that really tells a broad story of the region. And if you're concerned about the Bristol Bay region, and if you even are actively involved on either side of the debate, and you want a story to be told about the Bristol Bay region, then, you know, the idea is to support that in some way. And you don't have to do a significant support. I mean, you can support it with a $1 donation, $5 donation, $10 donation, it doesn't matter. But the idea is if you think that it's important for that story to be told, then it's, you know, in your best interest to be a part of that story getting out there.
Earlier Kickstarter campaigns this summer raised $600 and $800, but because they did not reach the predetermined goal, the funding did not move forward. Johnson's final Kickstarter campaign, totaling $8,000, runs through August 2nd. Photos from Johnson and a link to the project are posted at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.